Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
But you're right. Overall, look, the quarterback play should be better.
And going back to what I was saying there before you did what you did.
Stoke cheated. You cheated so hard,
yes,
Stoke.
Thank you. Thank
cheater.
You. Thank
heavy-handed.
You.
Zach's got the win.
Yes.
Best ID ever. Look, that's fine. You can say I cheated a little bit. Maybe I broke some of the rules. But, hey.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what's the old saying? If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
That's right.
So, I got, Patriots did it a bunch. They got Super Bowl rings. And nobody's taking it away from them.
Astros, your favorite team?
Yeah. Astros, my team. So, look, I got a half a win at least. I'll take it. And I'll take the punishment later.
Scary precedent you could have just set, by the way.
Going back to it, this is what the organization chose. Like, they didn't go, they chose not to go all in on Stafford. They chose not to, go all in on, Sam Darnold. And they probably shouldn't have, but they explored it, right? They chose not to draft Justin Fields. They chose, this is what they chose. This was so obvious, like, beforehand, who'd we have on? Our guy, Brock Heward, was saying, remember he jumped on, he's like, this is going to be Teddy Bridgewater. They're going to bring him into town. It's going to be an open competition.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you can see the writing's on the wall. And that was before transaction happened. And it's one of these things where if the organization chose this and it under-delivers, we can't act like there wasn't a multitude of options to upgrade the position. This is what they chose. Let's see what happens. Be optimistic as possible about it.
Well,
but this is the bed. It's an awesome situation for a quarterback to thrive in. This is the construct that they've signed up for 2021. And we'll see what happens. But the excuses for the quarterback, it's out the window, man. This is one of the most set up positions for a quarterback to succeed.
It is. But, if you're going back to the Stafford situation, we don't know all the details of that. We don't know. We don't know if they could have got him or not. And that's the thing that we got to realize is the general manager for the Lions worked with the Rams. Obviously, they got a close relationship with each other. And I think that plays a big part in it. I think the Lions getting back Jared Goff in return played a big part of it, plus the first round pick. I mean, what are you going to get? What are you going to give up for Stafford at that point to beat that offer? It's going to be hard to beat that offer. And so we don't know how much the Broncos were ever in play, whether they were, in the running or not in the running, whether that general manager, is it Brad Holmes or something like that for the Lions now, if they had this thing worked out right when he got the job, we're not sure about all that. So I don't want to really go down the Stafford road a whole lot this year. If Stafford plays great, trying to project him here with Denver, same thing for the Sam Darnold, like whatever. The ones that we will follow closely are the two rookie quarterbacks.
Correct.
That's the two that George Payton could pay a big price for if one of those two turn out to be really good. That's really it for me. The Stafford, Darnold, all that stuff, I don't know. Don't know if they really had a legit chance at either one of those guys. But the ones that he has to take ownership of, Fields and Mac Jones, those are the two. Agree?
Yep, I do agree. And that's why when we talk about, hey, this is a great offseason, and we say we just don't know yet, this could turn out to be a disastrous offseason.
That's right.
If the Bears have the first franchise quarterback since Sid Luckman, and we're still sitting here without a quarterback, well, it wasn't such a hot offseason.
No, you're right.
You had a chance to draft a guy who fell to you. You didn't have to move up for him. And who knows what Mac Jones looks like in New England. They were at his pro day. They did all the homework on these guys. You needed one. You chose not to. Let's see how it works out. See how it shakes out.
And that's going to be the, if you avoid a disaster, you get big check marks.
Huge.
Fields, Mac Jones, they don't turn out to be good. Surtain turns out to be a lockdown, shutdown corner.
You got a visionary.
The three stars by your offseason. Just right there. That starts it off is, not even the signings of the Vaughn, the Shelby Harris, and everything else you did. It really starts with the quarterback.
It does.
And if you avoided disaster and you went somewhere else, big, big check. If you mess that up, then no matter what all this other stuff turns out to be, you're probably going to get an F. Because you passed on a guy, like you said, they had two right there. And that tells you, he didn't like either one of those two. Didn't want to draft a quarterback and didn't like either one of those two. And I think you said it before, I don't know if he was avoiding a quarterback at all cost this offseason and didn't want to go down that road, or if he just didn't like either one of those guys.
I hope it's the latter. I hope you just weren't we're not drafting this position and didn't actually analyze the human beings that play it.
And I don't think that's the case, right? I mean, yeah, who operates like that? Like, oh, I'm not going to draft a quarterback in my first year because, you know.
So if there's someone who operates like that, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but if there was, and again, I'm using my imagination here and speculating, if there's someone who would operate like that, it'd be someone who is in year one of a six-year window who knows he has a perfect bridge guy, no pun, to come in here and just analyze for a year, take a year of inventory of the organization that you just basically inherited. That's the type of guy who wouldn't.
You still have to evaluate him.
Yeah.
You still have to, you still can't cross it off your list of things to do. Right? I mean, that would just be foolish. You have to evaluate him because that would just be incompetent if you didn't. If you just said, I'm not doing it, it doesn't matter, what it looks like. You can't operate like that, especially at the quarterback position. So what it tells me is that he didn't like either one of those guys.
Well,
didn't love either, maybe liked.
Okay.
Didn't love, and I don't want to hear the spin doctors or the people out there. All of a sudden, after a couple years, you say, oh well, George Payton really liked that guy. No, he didn't. Had a chance to get either one of them. He didn't like either one of them. Didn't like either one.
I hope you're right.
Because if he did, he would have taken one of them.
I don't know that. I don't know that to be true. I heard George Payton after the draft, DenverBroncos.com, saying that they did really like Justin Fields, and he's going to have a great career in Chicago.
George better hope he doesn't.
You are right. You are right. Because there is no birthright. There is no Broncos birthright that says the next quarterback's going to be the one. So we hope that they have some sort of at least short-term resolution here. It could be a long-term resolution. Drew could go take this job by force and ball out in this situation that is so good that Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson want to be here. Maybe we see that too.
Yeah.
But maybe we don't. And the search continues. And so a lot of these searches.
It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
See how it all plays out and which one of these guys does win the job and if they can hold on to it. And whichever guy wins it, that's why it's a good segment there, Zach. They got a great opportunity to, Teddy Bridgewater to hit the jackpot again, like he did after the Saints, 5-0 with the Saints, and for Drew to resurrect his career and, be the guy here for a while. So, I mean, you got a great opportunity here, both guys.
Yep.
As good as it gets opportunity. So there's really all the excuses and the stuff we looked at last year for Drew, that's out the window.
Way out the window. All right, I got a number here for you. I've been waiting to read this all day.
Wow.
Okay. You want to put your brain in a blender?
Pretzel? It's already
in a pretzel?
Already is.
Is this permanent position?
Yeah.
Last night at 21 minutes past 9 o'clock.
That would be 9:21.
That's right.
Look at that.
Seriously, put your thinking caps on right now.
Uh-oh. I don't like to think right now.
At 21 minutes past 9 o'clock last night, it was the 21st minute of the 21st hour of the 21st day of the 21st week of the 21st year of the 21st century.
Oh, I'm confused.
I got it.
Wow.
Now. I'm going to read it one more time. This is actually unbelievable that we reached this point of intersection last night.
Okay.
At 9:21 last night, It was the 21st minute of the 21st hour of the 21st day of the 21st week of the 21st year of the 21st century.
You ain't getting that anywhere else.
Nope. That is power. Knowledge is power.
Take that for data.
There we go. Brought to you by Zach Bai.
All right.
Bam.
Love it. That was
tonight.
Isn't that crazy?
Good. Yeah.
Crazy. Tonight. What's tonight? A lot of people don't even know.
Tonight
used to be a
Tuesday.
Tonight used to be a really, really important night in Denver sports. And now it doesn't matter. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It is.
I'll tell you why next.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You got some house cleaning to do? Or what? I mean, the text line, RamosLaw.com text line is just... giving it to you. You know, you're trying to come out with something cool. Like, was it wrong or what? I mean, you had to see this somewhere or something.
I did.
Where did you get this from? Like,
Chuck D.
Chuck D. Oh, that's a great source of information.
Chuck D.
Of Run DMC?
Public Enemy.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Perfect. Flavor Flav.
That's it.
And Chuck D.
Look at you.
He gave you that, and you decide that it's just facts?
Yeah,
apparently it was a little bit off.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little
bit. This kind of throws off the 21 thing, but don't worry about it.
It's the small details. Just the overall thing was correct, right? The overall 21.
Like 9/10 of it.
Right.
There was one little baby thing wrong.
Let's not get all upset about one little thing being wrong.
Oh, my gosh. I love our listeners, man. Love our listeners on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. All right. Someone says, show me love. I listen to you guys. I listen to you jokers all day.
What's your name?
You didn't throw your name on it.
Well, how do we show you love when you don't have your name on the text?
All right. I said going into the last break, tonight used to be an important night in Denver sports, and now it's not really on.
That's Charles. I looked you up. Charles and Centennial. There you go, buddy.
Okay. Appreciate
you,
Charles.
Love. Good call up. Thank you for holding Zach accountable.
Always. Always receptive to it.
Wow. There was a really funny one above that at 210. I don't think I can read it, but from the 217. That was a good one. Yes, I think Zach has done that.
so stupid. Tonight used to be important for a portion of Denver sports fans. And I literally have it, and I'm not saying it hasn't been said. I can't listen to everything, but I haven't heard it today. You want to know what's tonight that's not on our radar, and that's a good thing?
Sure. I have no clue what you're talking about.
The draft lottery is tonight for the NBA.
Oh, that's right.
In years past, and even as recent as just a couple years ago, drafted Michael Porter Jr., pick of the lottery. Lottery's a big deal for the Denver Nuggets.
That's right.
His Nuggets were a bad basketball team for
a long time.
That's right.
Yes.
It's not even on Nuggets fans' radar.
Nope.
That the draft lottery is tonight.
I didn't even realize until I saw it on TV, in the soccer Euro deal, like in between the quarters or whatever we got. Yeah.
Between the quarters.
England. Come on. I just need to see goals. Goodness gracious. Can't score on.
Literally, the point of the game is to kick the. It's the widest goal in all sports. Like basketball players shooting like a little hoop,
right?
Or a basketball ring if you're Ted Cruz. The soccer net is just it's like 20 feet wide,
huge.
Just
come on.
Kick the thing in there.
Let's go.
Just kick it in there
three times. Just kick it in there three times. That's all we are asking for from noon to three. Three of these things. Come on.
Isn't that nice, though, that the draft lottery is tonight and it just doesn't matter because the Nuggets
are... Is it nice? No, I was hoping we'd... I like first-round picks.
Well, I mean, lottery picks is the first half of the first round. So it's, you know...
Oh, gotcha.
If you're not picking in the lottery, you're... you're a good team. You're a playoff team.
That's right. No, that is nice. But still, you could be a good team and still have picks in the lottery.
True.
You know, with all these trades and stuff.
True.
I like drafts. I like having optimism. I like, you know, when they selected Michael Porter Jr., that was awesome. Bowl, that was even better. What a move that was, and it will pay off big time for us next year. Just be patient.
I'm trying to tell you about
that. Be patient.
Actually, I'll say, I don't know if Bol Bol's going to finish the season with the Nuggets next year.
Just be patient.
We'll see.
He'll be an all-star next year. it's nice when you're winning and you don't, you know, that's just part of it, right? But it's always nice to have a high draft pick.
Let's talk real quick about the dude who fought Suns and Four guy.
Oh.
Okay. Everyone has seen the video.
We have not talked about this at all.
We have not. Everyone has seen the video, went full viral, was coast to coast, Barstool, the whole thing, Ball Arena. You got two guys, Nuggets fans chirping, a Suns fan taking it too far. You know, you got these guys in Jamal Murray jerseys end up pouring a beer on the top of the guy.
Yeah, what are we doing?
It's just,
I mean, what are we doing?
Just,
I mean, what are we doing? That's just ridiculous. Why would you, I mean, you just, it was, that's ridiculous. I mean, act like you got, you know.
Any sense.
Sense. Yes. Right. Exactly.
Just so
have
dumb.
Some sense. You can just pour a beer on a guy.
But it's guys like that. It's guys like that. This clown. And I try not to call names. That was clown behavior. Okay. That's what I'll say. Maybe he's that was clown behavior.
Yes.
And this is why, like, I'm a dad now, so I'm sensitive to things that I've never been sensitive of before. You're going to bring, like, your boys to a game. Right. You shouldn't have to worry about clowns like that.
Right.
For wearing an opposing colors. The uniform of millionaires that you don't know that play a kid's game. And next thing you know, you're pouring your drink on the guy's head. It's just all-time loser stuff. It's guys like that that thrived off the negative attention of getting kicked out of class when they're in school. And now they don't have that class, and they go to sporting events, and they're back in the class, and they get to act like jerks in front of everyone, but it's some form of attention that they lean into.
Yes.
That's my quick on-the-couch diagnosis.
Good. That was really good.
But they poured a drink on him. The guy, you know, gets his rear end handed to him.
Yeah.
And now
and lucky it wasn't worse, by the way.
Lucky it wasn't worse.
Son and Four guy could have pummeled him more, and he had every right to.
Yep.
And he took it easy on the guy.
He did.
And he could have ripped his chain, too, and, you know, Tlaib'd him.
Could have Tlaib'd him.
He could have Tlaib'd him and, you know, threw him a few more haymakers, you know, and uppercuts on him. But he took it easy on the kid is what he did. He
took it real easy on him. And now this guy.
He not only poured beer on me, he tried to sucker punch him.
He did. He did. Yep. Tried to sucker him. Not cool. Sometimes things have natural consequences, and this young man, Marty, suffered some natural consequences on that night. But now he's playing defense, where the other night he was just limp. Now he wants to play defense on camera. He has done an interview with a TikToker. Okay,
that's cute.
And he is down for a rematch.
He don't want a rematch. I can promise you he doesn't want a rematch with Suns and Four guy.
He is willing to fight Suns and Four guy.
Wow. Don't do it, bro. You've already embarrassed yourself enough.
You know, he said, you know, I don't condone violence. This is Marty who poured the drink on the guy's head and got his butt kicked. He said, I don't condone violence. This is an interview, I believe with, Westward here. Said, I don't condone violence. I didn't go there thinking, let me go fight this dude. It just kind of happened. I'm a Christian. I'm humble. So Marty says. He said, people are acting like this guy ruined me.
Yeah, he did.
He said he got hit one time for real and is down for a rematch. In this interview, he is seen on his one wrist wearing not one, not two, but three watches on one wrist.
Ooh.
Unprecedented move.
Swag.
Swag. And
that's bad swag. Sometimes you can have bad swag. And that's what that is. You're trying too hard move.
So
super duper bad.
So Suns and Four guy said that he had on fake jewelry. So what he has now done is he got like a diamond test. and he is now testing his diamonds on camera for them, like, to beep. I mean, I swear to God, you can't make this up.
Wow.
You cannot make, you could try.
Right.
But you couldn't make this up.
Are we going to get a boxing match? Like one
it
of these?
Sounds like we could get a rough and rowdy boxing match organized by Barstool. Here's my question to you. If these guys fought,
yes,
would you pay $5 for it?
I kind of have, I draw a line, a morality line.
Oh.
Yeah. Why'd you say, oh, like that? Oh, like you're surprised? I don't like to donate my money to these dumb things.
Yeah.
And, cause that's exactly what they are. But for this one, I might throw five at it, but I'm not throwing, you know, I'm not throwing 25. I'm not throwing 50.
Right.
I'm not throwing 75, but $5 or $10. Yeah. And then I'll put a lot more on Sons and Four Guy. A lot more. If there's action to be had somewhere, I'm taking Sons and Four Guy. I mean, did you see those uppercuts?
I did.
Guy was good with the hands.
He was.
He was good with the hands. And he had a little hockey in him, too.
He pulled the sweater over.
Yes. And you know, Nuggets guy was lucky he didn't, you know, Suns guy took it easy on him.
He did.
After getting beer poured on him and a guy tried to sucker punch him, it could have been worse. It should have been worse, actually.
If it was out in an uncontrolled environment where the police weren't sprinting towards you.
Well, he still had time to throw a lot more.
Yeah, he could have.
And deservingly, he could have and probably should have for you know, what went down.
Guy hit the fetal position real quick.
Yeah.
Sons and Four Guys now on Cameo. He can wish you a happy birthday for $44
wow.
a video. Hey, that's parlaying.
That's right. That's right.
I got my 15 minutes.
Yep.
$44.
There we go.
Wish you a happy birthday.
Sons and Four.
Sons and Four.
I mean, he called it, unfortunately.
He did.
Unfortunately.
All right, ESPN.
But stop the fighting at games.
Right.
Like, it's just like, it's ridiculous. You're right. I'm trying to bring my kid to a game. What if I was sitting right there and, you know, I mean, like, if a person's going for an opposing team, just as long as they're not being, you know, obnoxious, it's just stop.
ESPN listed one surprise minicamp standout for all 32 teams. Who was it for the Denver Broncos? And a former Bronco making this list for another team. We'll fill you in next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
We need Czechoslovakia to pull the goalie here late in the game. Do you do that in soccer like hockey? Pull the goalie, right? I mean, you're down 1-0. I mean, we got, I don't know. How they play? 90-plus stoppage, which nobody knows how long stoppage is. It's just random, right?
Yeah. And
we could use a penalty shot and a pull goalie freebie.
Yeah. By the way, last thought on, we were just talking about the you know, the fight there, Suns Four Guy, and you know, getting, you know, responses on the RamosLaw.com text line, like coming from Michigan, Tyrone says, you know, I brought my 9-year-old son, Michigan football game. There's so many inappropriate people around. It ruined an otherwise great experience for me and my son. It's moments like that are a part of the, they play a factor in why the in-home experience is more drawing for some people.
Yeah.
You don't have to run into even just the risk. Maybe
right.
maybe 8 out of 10 times, it's great. It's perfect. And here in Denver, it's not so much. And there's jerks in Denver, just like there's jerks in Cleveland or Philly or whatever. But it feels like there's less of them. I go to a Rockies game or Broncos game. There's exceptions. Feels like it's less. But you go to places like Cleveland and Philly and Buffalo, and they can be really just too much. And if you have young kids, like, why roll the dice on that 20% of the time that something could happen?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it does. It stinks when you're trying to just enjoy it. And stuff like that happens.
Yeah. All right. ESPN listed one surprising minicamp standout for all 32 teams. Who was it for the Denver Broncos and a former Bronco making this exact list for another team? Who is the standout Bronco in OTAs and minicamp?
I was reading RamosLaw.com text from Dalton.
What was Dalton saying?
He said I blocked him on Twitter. And I did have a phase where I blocked a few people on Twitter only for just running their mouth a little bit too much. But he wanted to be unblocked. So I unblocked him. So we'll see how it goes.
Starting up
a new relationship.
Very nice.
Said he's older now. He's got himself under control.
Is that what he said?
Trying to keep myself under control. There you go. Perfect. All right, Dalton. We're back, baby. We're back.
I love it.
Give me the question again, Zach.
ESPN listed one surprise minicamp standout for all 32 teams. Who was it for the Broncos?
Wow. A standout. Broncos, Jerry Jeudy.
I like that.
A lot of buzz about Jeudy. I would say it's probably Jeff Lagwall doing it.
Yep.
I guess. I say it was standout was Jeudy. Correct or not?
I like that. Every single time we heard Jerry Judy's name, it was like he was balling.
Every day. Every practice is like, ooh, they couldn't cover Jeudy. Jeudy was wide open. I went out there one day. Jeudy looked great, catching balls in traffic, getting flipped over almost, coming down, holding on to it, just making play after play. So, and every report that we had when we weren't able to go and we weren't there is, you never went, hashtag I'm a grinder, was that he continued to do well.
The player that they listed is Kendall Hinton. Kendall Hinton. Jeff Lagwell.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Lagwald said the last time the last time most saw Hinton, he was the guy saddled with the most unenviable of tasks when he lined up at quarterback on 24 hours notice for much of the Broncos' 31-3 loss to the Saints. But when Coach Vic Fangio was asked this past week if there was a player who had stood out in offseason workouts, it was Hinton. There was no question Hinton, a former Wake Forest quarterback / wideout, still faces enormous odds in a crowded depth chart at receiver, but he has shown plenty of improvement this spring. Added quarterback Drew Locke, quote, he's super aggressive to the ball. You feel like you can throw him a ball one-on-one, and he's going to go get it, end quote. Kendall Hinton getting some more love here.
Love it. Obviously we had Vic. We were carrying that live when Vic said that. And I had mentioned a few days before I talked about Kendall Hinton being out there. And all of a sudden looking down saying, I forgot who's number 10 or whatever number he is. And like, oh, that's Kendall Hinton. Ran a route and ran a great route. And, okay. And then a few days later, Vic is mentioning him by name. So when I saw him, he was in the slot. I think he projects more as a slot receiver. Maybe he can do both really well. Haven't seen him work outside a lot. Maybe practice squad. They owe him a solid. I mean, they owe the kid a solid. I mean, not a young man. They owe him a solid for what they put him into and just got him. It was not a good situation. Not his fault. You owe him at least a practice squad spot for another year, right? Right?
Probably, especially with the expanded practice squad rosters that they put in place.
And he's competent.
And kept it. Yes.
And he's competent.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like you're just given this. I mean, you hear the buzz, at least. It's going to be tougher to make the team.
I was going to say, what are we talking about here? Like, if you were going to put a percentage on Kendall Hinton making the roster.
With no injuries right now, heading into camp.
Let's just reset the room real quick. You got Sutton coming back. You got Jeudy and Hamler in year two. You got Seth Williams, who they drafted this past year.
Out of Auburn.
You got the Tyree Cleveland out of Florida from a year ago that,
Deontay Spencer.
Spencer.
He could just be, you don't have to classify him as a receiver, but they just say returner, but he is a receiver also. So, I mean, do you count him or do you not count him? Usually you keep five, six at the most, and that's it. So you're saying Jeudy, Sutton, Hamler, Tim Patrick. That's four spots right there.
Yeah.
So you're saying one, maybe two spots left on the active roster.
Right.
Two at the most.
Right.
Do you count Deontay Spencer in there? I mean, will he make the team? And they like him as a returner.
I'll put it at 1% he makes the roster.
Yeah, makes the opening roster.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
He'd have to just ball crazy in the preseason, joint practice, knocking it out of the park with every training or every preseason game.
3% for me.
Okay.
I'm a little bit more optimistic than you.
Okay.
But he could find his way on this roster via the practice squad.
Yeah.
You know, you go practice squad, you keep doing things well. KJ Hamler, hamstring, right? Now all of a sudden, hey, you're showing that you can be a slot receiver. You get an opportunity. You do well with it. This is how this thing works. But obviously he's getting people's attention by how he performed this offseason. Now, can he continue it in training camp? Can he continue it in preseason games? If he does that, I would expect to see him at least on the practice squad. And once you get on the practice squad, that's your pathway to getting on the football field.
Right.
And that's all a guy like Kendall Hinton can ask for. So, it's nice to see though that, you know, he's actually doing some good things. You know, it's a punchline. We know the game, but he's actually out there, you know, turning some heads.
Yeah. I like it,
awesome.
Man. I like it.
It could be a really, really cool story. It's already a cool story.
That'll be a subplot in training camp.
Poor guy couldn't throw it 35 yards.
I know.
But let's throw it deep.
Yep.
Yeah, let's take a shot. Let's take a shot here, Kendall. Let's go for it, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Pat.
I still can't believe that game happened.
He threw a punt up there.
Oh,
Janoris Jenkins, like,
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. He fair caught it.
Like, right before halftime. What are we doing?
I know.
Pat, no. Let's just run the clock out.
I said, going to the break, that there's a former Bronco making this list for another team. So ESPN listed one surprise camp standout for all 32 teams. When it came to the Packers, it was Juwan Winfrey.
I saw his name somewhere on Twitter. They were talking about him, and how cool is that?
Juwan Winfrey, who once upon a time felt like he was the Tyree Cleveland.
That's right. Yep, exactly.
Late round draft pick. He's got a shot. We watched him play at CU. At one point, jog your memory, a preseason game, caught a game-winning touchdown.
That's right.
In a preseason game.
Yes, he did.
The vibes,
really nice
the vibes were good. Yeah, it was like a 50-50 ball or a ball that got tipped. No, it was a ball that got tipped.
Yes.
It was a ball that got tipped
yes.
and ended up in his hands.
That's right. That's right. Really, really cool play. He couldn't stay healthy.
Right.
That was his issue.
Right. Yep.
He just couldn't, you know, you're late
in college and in the pros.
Right. Just couldn't stay healthy. And
yeah.
So he just had no chance, unfortunately, because of health. Hopefully it works. And maybe he's the guy that brings Aaron Rodgers back to Green Bay.
Maybe that's that last piece to lure
right.
him back.
Yep.
Michelob Ultra presents the Fans Match Challenge powered by the CoBank Colorado Open, benefiting the First Tee Green Valley Ranch. Raising funds for the First Tee Green Valley Ranch is helping underprivileged youth in our community, yes, yours and mine, to learn life skills through golf. The show that raises the most funds by Thursday at 9 a.m. gets 2 mulligans. Guys, we need it, please. Extra $10 in your pocket. It's going to a great cause.
So 5 on it. I got 5 on it.
Got 5 on it. Donate now at denverfan.com/match.
House cleaning.
Go ahead.
You got something else?
No. Go ahead.
Yeah, shout out to GC Lounge. They're supporting our team.
Yes, yes.
That's our team. GC
yes.
Lounge, baby. Thank
Love
you.
It.
Champions. They're a champion place. We're champions. They're supporting us. I said Czechoslovakia. It hadn't been a country since 1993, I'm getting told.
A small little detail.
Yeah, split into two countries.
Got
I think
it.
That's a Czech Republic that
there
England
go.
Is playing.
There you go.
So thank you for that.
Oh, my God.
Can the Czech Republic pull their goalie? When do they pull their goalie in soccer?
Yesterday, we got good news pertaining to one of our all-time great Colorado athletes. Yesterday, good news for one of the GOATs. We'll fill you in what that news was coming up next.
It's Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Yesterday was good news pertaining to one of our all-time great Colorado athletes. New York State has lifted significant COVID-19 restrictions. Well, what does that mean for us here? Well, the Baseball Hall of Fame announced yesterday that it's September 8th outdoor induction of Derek Jeter, Marvin Miller, Ted Simmons, and Larry Walker will have the Hall of Fame's standard open seating rather than the planned limited tickets only approach that it had recently announced. The Hall of Fame says crowds all but 1 year since 2014 were near or more than 50,000 in attendance. That was not supposed to be the case for Larry Walker, even as recent as 3 days ago. That is now going to be the case when Larry Walker goes into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Asian Man 50.
Yeah.
3 days ago, no, but and now, yeah, okay.
Yesterday morning, that was the case.
Wow.
It was just announced while we were on the air yesterday.
Oh.
Larry Walker is
awesome.
Going to get what
Larry.
He deserves.
Yes, good for Larry. That's awesome. I think that's great for the state of New York. I mean, obviously, Cooperstown, I've been there. It's a cool place, really cool
it
place.
It is. If you ever have a chance to go of the Hall of Fames, it's right out there. It's awesome.
Just a cool, not easy to get to.
No?
No.
Nope.
Not from here. But
it's
a
like,
cool place,
like,
really like old school, you know, downtown area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was, I really enjoyed myself there. So glad that they're doing that. I mean, that makes that for a guy like Larry Walker. I mean, you know, it just,
you waited so long anyway.
Yes.
You know, you should go in the way that you should go in, like everyone else has gone in. So good for Larry. And now, if you remember, and I know you do, Steve Atwater, who got his great news last year,
yes.
They held off on it.
That's right.
Until this year.
Pump
so
the brakes.
Yep. In one calendar year, we're going to have Larry Walker going to the Hall of Fame, Steve Atwater officially getting inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Peyton Manning going in all in their respective Hall of Fames. Which
really
I think
cool.
is an awesome
really cool.
year for Colorado sports.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know, Broncos had trouble getting guys in for a long time. And, you know, it's always, can't get anybody in over here. Then, you know, you see TD, Champ, and now Steve Atwater, Peyton going in.
Yep.
Really, really cool. And it's a cool year. You know, Steve Atwater, I've gotten to know Steve since he got back here and started doing media. I don't know, the last 3 years or however long he's been doing.
Yeah, just about 3-4 years.
Yeah. Just a all around great dude, right? I mean, that's the best way to,
the best.
Obviously a great football player, but just a nicest guy. So love seeing him around town. He does a great job over there working with the Broncos.
Yep.
And just what a great honor that was for him to go in and it just like when good things happen to good people,
right,
that's awesome.
Right, right.
We knew Peyton was going in. He's in. It's a really cool little, you know, check for the Broncos, even though he spent his majority of his career here. 4 years, 2 Super Bowls, 1-1. I mean, it's
greatest
a cool,
offense of all time.
Cool feather in the Broncos cap here.
Yeah.
And the city and the state's cap also with Larry Walker, going in. So yeah, that's awesome. Two
Great.
Guys. I mean, two NFL guys going in the same year, right?
It's
I mean,
awesome.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Really, really cool.
It's awesome. Someone says Peyton going in as a Bronco question mark. Probably not.
I mean, I don't think you go in. You don't, NFL doesn't, you don't go in, like you don't have a hat on or anything. It doesn't, you know.
True.
You don't go in as a certain.
Right. It's not like baseball in that way.
Right. I don't, it's, so you just go in.
Will Nolan go in as a Rocky?
Boo! I can't wait July 1st. I'm there, you're there, and you better boo with me. You better boo with me.
I'm not booing Nolan,
are
you?
Yes, you are. You said you changed your tune after, I mean, he was forcing his way out here. He's sending his tape, you know, to Adam Wainwright. Hey, send this to the general manager. Come on, man.
That definitely,
if that doesn't deserve a boo, I don't know what does. I'm going to lose a little respect for you if you don't
no,
boo with me.
No, don't lose respect.
A little
anyone,
bit. I said a little bit.
Openly
you.
Openly boo another
you.
Human. My thing is, here's ultimately my thing. If I wouldn't be willing to boo someone right to their face, I don't want to do it from the stands. So I'm not going to boo Nolan.
That's the corniest thing I've ever heard, dude. Come on, save that for something else. I don't want to hear that nonsense. If I'm not willing to do it to their face, then I'm not going to do it in the stands. You're buying a ticket. You're at a game. That's just part of it. It's not like I got booed a lot. Who cares? I mean, look, it just is what it is. It's not that big of a deal, Zach. I mean, you think that
I'm
you're going to hurt his feelings?
You make it a big deal.
But you're saying if I wouldn't boo him to his face,
well,
then I'm not going to boo him.
No. You keep on pressing me about it,
oh,
so I feel I'm
goodness.
At every
just
turn.
Just say I don't want to. Just say I don't
I've
want
already
to.
Said that
just
months
say
ago, and I keep having the same conversations with you.
Just say it again. I thought you might have changed your tune.
I'm not booing Nolan.
Okay.
Do I appreciate the way he went about his exit? No.
Okay.
Just like I don't appreciate how you handled the 2 o'clock hour when you very, very controversially
do we have it?
Jumped it. We do.
Okay.
We do. Now, if you just join us during this window, specifically, maybe don't know, at the top of the 2 o'clock hour, we have to announce, basically, it's our license plate.
Our legal ID is what it's called.
That's right. Our legal ID, and we have to say it for the FCC, or we get fined, and it's turned into a rabid competition, and this is what the top of the hour sounded like.
What are you looking at?
And then decided...
What are you looking at?
I'm not looking at anything. I'm trying to organize my thoughts here. They decided to go KKFN, KKFN, HD1, Longmont, Denver.
I knew you were setting it up. You were setting it up, and I knew it. And then when you started it, I knew it. And I was right there. I was right there. I knew right where you were going. Like, I read the play. I saw the blitz coming. And, you know, it was there. And it was perfect harmony. That was a great job. We nailed it. We did. I mean, that's the best one ever.
Good.
Wasn't planned.
I have it here, like, permanently. KKFN, KKFN, HD1, Longmont, Denver.
Wow. That's it doesn't get better than that. Wow, we're getting a lot of great responses on the RamosLaw.com text line. I appreciate them. A lot of people with me. We'll see how it shakes out for Nolan on July 1st.
Interesting.
He deserves to get booed. And I'm just asking our great listeners to join me.
I'm not holding it against anyone who else boos.
Zach, we know you're riding the middle line, bro. You're like, you know, Switzerland or whatever.
You want to boo?
You're middle in this thing. Oh, if I'm not going to boo him to his face, I'm not going to boo him in the crowd. Come on. That was one of the worst things you said. I'm not letting you off the hook for that.
Over there.
Look at you. I like when you start acting like that. That's when you know I got you. That's when you know I got you. You're trying to wiggle out of here by telling me to shut my mouth and start yelling at me.
Hey, real quick. Tomorrow's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Brandon Stokely, 49?
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. I got to take the day off.
We're going to miss you.
That's what you're doing on your birthday, right?
That's right.
Mike Evans set the precedent.
Today is literally D-Mac's birthday, who just went on a rant about Mike Evans taking his birthday off, and D-Mac's not going to be here today. So you, D-Mac, and Evans all taking your birthdays off.
I don't think I've ever taken my birthday off before. I don't care about my birthday, but I got some great friends that want to bring me out and enjoy the day and have golf and enjoy the day. And they asked me to take the day off. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to treat myself because I don't do that enough. Shout out to Bearcat, to Steve.
Go tune
and
yourself
to T-Kev,
up.
Okay,
there you go.
For, you know, treating me like those are solid, great friends.
They're awesome guys too. Go tune yourself up so Wednesday we can dominate, right?
Ooh, it's on.
We'll leave it there for now. Stoke, have a great rest of your afternoon and birthday tomorrow.
Thank you, buddy.
John Simmer behind the glass. We step aside. The Drive coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.